pull out the Bible in front of you, the Bible, as a friend of mine always used to say, pull out the Bible, and I want you to go to James chapter 1. Ha, 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 ha. You're going to hate me. We're going to do some congregational sharing this morning because I feel that it's important enough that we talk about trials, tribulations, and adversity. All right, let's see. Where's the mic? Who'd like to read James 1? It's verses 2 through 12. Who would like to read that? Any volunteers? Okay, let's get the mic to you. Thanks, Galen. Here you go, Verlaine. All right, go ahead and read it.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. The brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position, but the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
Thank you very much. All right, let's go to 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1. I'd like to have somebody that will read verses 3 through 8. Who would like to do that? 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. Who'd like to read that one? You want to read it? Okay, Wayne will read it. All right.
So which ones?
Pass the mic to the man.
What verses was it, Dave?
Which verse? Verses 3 through 8.
Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
Thank you. Okay, so Raquel and I have certainly gone through a trial, a tribulation, some testing, that sort of thing, back to James 1 this last week. We shared with you last Sunday, you know, what Vincent was somewhat prepared to do as far as jumping off the top of that pedestrian bridge. To say that it shook us at our foundation as to who we are and what we believe is an understatement, right? I mean, it definitely, one, got our attention, but two, it put us into a state of prayer. Because we were deeply concerned for Vince. He's got some issues. He's not crazy. He's not a mass shooter. But he's a young boy. Even though he's 17, he's a young boy. He's full of pain and a lot of hurt. So he's got his own trials and tribulations. So Raquel and I are doing everything we can to show him that love, that compassion, to surround him with that. We know the Lord has him where he wants him to be. I shared that up here in a prayer. The Lord came to me a couple weeks ago, and he says, Vincent is not yours. Okay? I wanted to say, well, then are you going to buy the groceries for him? That sort of thing. But I thought, no, that's not what the Lord's trying to say. So I go, okay. Because it's one of those things where you get, where you hear that, and it kind of takes you by surprise. It did me. And then the Lord continues on at the same time. And he goes, not only is he not yours, I've got plans for him. And I'm seeing this kid right now who likes to skate, thinks his car is made for NASCAR and other things. And I'm going, really? He is more than just like Aladdin, you know, the diamond in the rough. He is more than just the diamond in the rough. But yet, there's these moments of brilliance that comes out of him. So he is truly a trial and a tribulation for Raquel and I. Because we're happiest when he's home because we know where he's at and he's safe. Because we do worry about him, right? We do occasionally get a little freaked out because we don't know where he's at. Because we'll get the text says, I'm okay. Where are you at? We want to know. But there has to be that point in time of the trial and tribulations that we're going through where we say, God is in control. God is in control. And now James is never, if you read the whole book of James, it doesn't sugarcoat anything. The book of James just says it the way it is. He says, consider it all joy. The last time you were going through a trial, were you full of joy? The last time you were, quote unquote, duking it out with coworkers, was that a moment of joy for you? No. Oh, heck no. And you could put some other sailor kind of language in there. No, not a chance. I do not enjoy it. But, God says it's not about happiness. Happiness is that surface. Things are good. Whoa, I'm excited. But the joy is a deep-seated attitude, a condition in the Lord. And that's what he wants us to be, is counted all joy. For the when you encounter trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. It's about finishing the race. In 2 Timothy 4, Paul's writing some of his final words. In 2 Timothy 4, he's talking about he has finished the race. He's doing it's endurance. It takes time. And he's getting ready to be executed by the Romans. He's in chains, he's in a cell, all that sort of thing. He's saying, I have finished the race. We have not yet finished the race, have we? No. In one hand, we have finished the race because Jesus Christ died for us. And our salvation, we wear it, we internalize it, we show it. So when we die, we know we're going to heaven. But in the meantime, you still have trials and tribulations to go through because that's what pleases the Lord, because he is refining us as gold and silver. And he's getting rid of the hay and the straw and the dross and that sort of thing to purify. Because when we show up before God, when we show up before Jesus and we're in heaven, are we going to be in rags? No. When we show up before the Lord, we're in refined robes, clothing. Gets talked about in different places in the New Testament as to we're going to look a lot better than when you walk out of Nordstrom's and it's free. All right? It's going to look good. But in the meantime, while we live here, we still have trials and tribulations. Because, let's go to verse 4 in James. Let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So while Raquel and I have been going through this trial and tribulation this last week, it is helping to purify us, put more faith into God, more faith into Jesus, listen to the Holy Spirit. This has been a rough week for us as far as trying to stay focused on things. And over the last several days, I was going, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to preach about. I was unprepared. Then the Lord just started opening everything up, and he goes, here's what I want you to preach on this morning. Here's what I want you to share. And it's Peter, it's James, it's Peter. The trials. Trials is good. You may not enjoy the trial at the time, but trials are good. You go through trials at work. You got coworkers that make you a little crazy. You've got clients that you go, what are you doing here? Good. Where's the mic? Hand it to her.
Go. I got families with babies, and they don't know what to do with brand new babies.
Okay.
And that's hard because it breaks your heart because they love their babies. And you know those babies need to be loved and taken care of.
Yeah. I've shared this before, but when Raquel and I were attending Mountain Vista down there in West Jordan, I would go to the kitchen the third Monday of every month to feed people down there at St. Vincent de Paul, their soup kitchen that they've got down there. Wonderful ministry. It grieved me when I saw a couple come through and they had a brand new baby that was only 5 days old. And I'm going, what a way to start in life. I was grieved over that. And I'm going, okay, there's got to be a better way to do this. I don't have a solution. But for me, it's like, wow. Who else is going through a trial or tribulation? You don't have to necessarily stay home. I don't want anybody to break out in a fight here. But what about work? What do we got for work? All right, Carol.
It's not work. Brianne is really struggling with postpartum. And she took a bunch of pills last night. So she's home and she's okay, but she's just really struggling. So that's why I have baby right now. So.
Okay. I'm glad she's okay.
Yeah.
We will make sure we pray for her this morning then.
So.
Okay.
So it's hard. It's hard to for some people to understand that postpartum stuff, but it's real.
I cannot identify with it except as a husband.
Yep.
But I can't imagine, ladies, what it's like for you to go through that. I mean, your hormones are already messed up, and now all of a sudden they get really jumbled up. I'm sympathetic, but I can't understand it. So husbands, love your wives, right? So that's one of those things. What else we got for trials? Thank you for sharing that, Carol. What else we have? You got anything from out there? What company are you working for now?
Northrop Grumman now.
Northrop Grumman, Thiokol, Morton Salt, whatever they're called this week. Okay, because I knew Jason, Steve, the kind of jobs you two have, you deal with federal regulations, state regulations, and ineptitude. Yeah. I didn't say you're inept. I said ineptitude. Okay, so what kind of trials do the two of you go through that you have to fall back on God's grace, going, get me through this, and don't let me hurt that person that's on the other side of the desk? Let's be real here, okay? This is a time to be real. He laughs. I'm hitting the button over here. Here, Steve, let me have the mic. Jason's like a percolator over here. He's just bubbling to say something.
Do you directly sit above me, Steve? I don't know. He's probably heard me hit the ceiling a few times. I don't know.
Are you in the same office?
He's the floor above me. Yeah, so when I hit the roof, he hears me. But
I love you guys. You're so funny. Okay. Yeah, what do we got?
I think it's a common thing, but, you know, we're going through a transition to where everything was slow. You know, you're trying to just keep head above water and things like that. Then all of a sudden things ramp up. They get really fast, getting really busy. And so everybody's trying to go do things, and all of a sudden it's, we're supposed to do this. Oh, wait, you actually have a law that you have to comply with on this. And you know, it's a common thing that happens in large organizations, but communication is huge and how you communicate with people. So it's an interesting time. It's going to continue to get more and more interesting with that. But it's staying patient and calm and all those other things you tell yourself when it comes to working with people.
Okay. All right. So folks that are retired in here, which we've got several here, hand the mic over to Betty. She's going, Dave, why are you doing this to me? So I want you to share. I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but I want you to share a little bit. What are some trial and tribulations that you're going through retired? Is your car fixed? That'll do it. You've said enough. But we have... There's a what? I got that. I thought she was saying somebody's dead, you know, so. Oh, God. Okay. I love the kids. When we were up here again worshiping, I went through my own little trial. I'm trying to worship, and I've got three bubbly people over here bouncing around. And I'm going, no, my sensibility was totally upset. And then I go, it doesn't matter. God brought them. They're here. Let's enjoy it. Sit down. So, but it's good to have the kids here. That's my trial. One of my trials here for this church is growth. Well, if I'm yelling at the kids, is that bringing growth? No, I'm going to yell at the parents. And when I have Janice in the truck and I'm taking her home, I'm going to go. All kidding aside. I'm glad. Okay, face forward. You're in a classroom now. I'm glad you guys are here. I'm glad you guys are here, especially this one. Hi, Maddie. She's still got that trusting look in her eyes with me. Okay? So my whole point this morning is that certainly Raquel and I have been going through trials and tribulations with Vincent. And it hasn't been just for the last week. It's been for a long time. But deep down inside, we have these moments of sensitivity, brilliance in something that he's saying, the concern that he shows for others. And so I go, Lord, this boy you brought me. And he goes, yeah, how about that? How can I mold you into what I want you to be through him? So we as parents have all been through this, right? You're going to. If you haven't already started, you will. But what?
I'll talk about. But I think the thing that I learned this week is you can't have control over things. Like praise
right.
God.
How did she swallow a tennis ball?
But she's nutty.
She's a nutty Nettie, yeah.
But nutty Nettie did not ruin his hearing aid this morning. It was Josie, so I really want to stand up to my dog. So. But it's all about moving forward. What?
I love this congregation. You guys are so much fun.
But it's all about and staying and praying, and it's like just moving forward.
Okay.
And that's what I learned this week. And that's what I heard was that you guys just sometimes it's baby steps, and you just prod and move forward and pray. And
yeah. Yeah, it's the old Marine Corps poster from the 60s that I remember. It's the DI with the hat, the campaign hat. And he has got both eyeballs square on this poor recruit in boot camp and down at the bottom. And now he's doing a lot of yelling, and I can imagine what he's saying. And down at the bottom says, didn't promise you a rose garden, you know. And sometimes life is like that for us. It's not a rose garden. What it did for me is, one, God's not going to let him die because he's got a plan for him. Now, there's still a thing called free will. We definitely have to deal with that. But on the other hand, I go, okay, this is a trial and tribulation time for Raquel and I as we are learning to deal with Vincent in a different way. We have to change. Like you said, we're not in control. Are we in control, hon? Nope. Nope, but we need to go along. And this is where things like prayer, reading the Bible, showing up for church, things like that, all helps out, right? So is everybody can everybody say amen to the fact that you are in a trial and tribulation right now? Because if you're not, I'll pray for you, and you'll have one. So if you nod your head yes, I won't pray for you that way. I'll say, God, do you that deep work of trial and tribulation in your lives. You'll get it anyway. So, today was it's a fun day in the sense of Raquel and I will go see Vincent this afternoon at the facility. So we'll be leaving early after we get done eating our fudge brownies. But life is good for every one of you. Life is good. This church has been through adversity. A lot of adversity, and it's still here, and it's going to continue to be here. It's not going away. It's not going away. And even though we say we don't want the soup kitchen anymore, Alvin is now the vice president. He's the junior grand poobah over there for Acts 6. So that tells me that's God's will for us to still be involved in the soup kitchen.
Amen.
Amen, right? You two will still, you'll still be the only two that show up, but okay. All right. So, enough said on the sermon. Can we all say amen to trials and tribulations embrace it, and then let the Lord do that deep work within you that he wants you to do. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, you guys barely said that.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah, all right. So let us...